Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schwiees, Perik hei, Mishnah ches. Beishami, Yomi, the Beishami say, lo yimkur loy, one should not sell to someone who, we're worried he's going to be over the halachis of Shemitah, para chayreshes, a cow that has been trained to plow by Shvius during a Shemitah year. Wait a second. Maybe he wants the cow to shecht it and use it for a suda. It's not the derech of people to shecht a cow that has been trained to plow. You don't go through the trouble of training a cow to plow just to shecht it. So if he's buying a cow that has been trained to plow, he's probably, or at least I have to worry, probably going to use it for plowing. And I don't want to be over the lava of Lifnei Yivar Leseitei Mechsha, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. It's a Shemitah year. Well, Basil Matir and the Basil say, no, you could sell him a cow, even a cow that has been trained to plow, because Lamaisa, Nei Shiyachal Shechta, he could shecht it, even though it's not what people usually do. But as long as there's a possibility that he's not using it for an Isser, then there's no Isser to sell it to him. Zehal to Basil. You can sell him pay rice even during the season that they plant fields. Maybe he's buying the pay rice to take the seeds to plant. I'm going to assume he's buying the pay rice to eat, not to take the seeds out of it. Sa'a is a measurement, like we discussed earlier. But sa'a could also be referring to a keli that we measure a sa'a with. Avalpi, even though she a day she yesh like goyrin, he has a place where you store tvua. What if he's taking this saw because he wants to measure it and store it in the storage? That you can't do on Shemitah. Now, if he's taking it just to measure it in order to grind it up into flour, that would be okay. But I know that he has a storage place. Maybe he's using it for that. No, I don't have to worry. Upayrit lemois, you can exchange large coins for smaller coins. In other words, you can change up big coins for smaller amount of coins, like his ichbeis, silver dinners for prutois. Aflapi, even though shu yedeya sheyesh lo pilon, even though he knows that he has workers and he has to pay them. So maybe he needs to change up the money to pay his workers. That you can't do on Shemitah. Can't have workers working for you. No, I don't have to chashish. He wants change, give him change. But Kulan, in regard to all these things that we're saying it's okay, we're going to assume he's not doing it for purposes of Isser if the buyer says Beferish, oh, I need that cow to plow with, or I need that saw to measure for my storage, or I need the money to pay up my workers. If he happens to mention that, then Asura, then it's also to give it to him. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, Beishamai say, if he comes and he wants to buy a cow that was trained to plow, can't sell it to him because he's probably using it for plowing. The Basilis say, look, maybe it's not likely, but as long as it's possible, he's using it to shecht, which obviously you can shecht on Shemitah, you can sell it to him. You can sell him pay rice during the time of planting. He may be using the seeds to plant, but he also could be using the pay rice to eat. You can sell him the keli that measures a saw, even though he has a silo, a place where he stores tvua. Maybe he's using it to store his tvua. No, maybe he's just using it to measure to see what to grind up. You can exchange money, bigger coins for smaller coins, even though you know he has workers. Maybe he's using it to pay his workers. This you don't have to worry about. Unless he's telling us that he's using it for things that are usher, then you can't sell it to him.